Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Hi, and welcome to Become the Best Email Marketer, a segment with Marnie's Friends, and our guest today is Susan Neal. We're going to be talking about email marketing, and this topic I know can just drive you nuts if you don't know what to do or how to do it. So Susan is a great person to share insights with us about this, and she's going to be talking about the who, what, and the how, the best opt-in gifts, and even gift titles and URLs, and how to do all that, email automation, evergreen content, subject lines, open rates. And we can't obviously go deep into any of this, but we are going to give you enough to kind of get your head around it and start going. So our guest today is Susan Neal. She's an RN MBA who desires to help others publish their books. Her bestseller is Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And she's the CEO of Christian Indie Publishing Association. You can learn more about her at christianpublishers.net. Also, you can invite her to speak via womenspeakers.com. And at this point, I'm just so excited to welcome you to the platform with me here. Susan, welcome aboard.
Thanks so much for having me, Marnie. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And you have so much experience with marketing, and it is a topic that can just really knock the stuffings out of a new author or someone who's trying to market, and they just get discouraged and they want to just give up or just stick with one thing that maybe isn't working, but they just want to hang in there and hope it's going to work over time. So what would be a word that you could give to a brand new author or marketer to encourage them to hang in there? There's hope.
There is hope. And the hope is the value that you can give your reader, your customer, and the things that have happened in your life and the knowledge and experience that you have that you can give to them that could help them so much. So this is all about you serving. And if you think of it like that, it's not about me and buy my whatever. Oh, no. It's how can I serve you?
Right. What a beautiful place to start this conversation. Because I remember after my first book came out way back in 1996, and I've got 14 now, but way back then, and I was on a radio show and the interviewer asked me, he said, "So Marnie, what will it take for you to feel like this first book is a success?" And I said, wow, from my perspective, it's a success right now because it took 4 years to just get this all down on paper, to get it written, to get it published, to get it into a way that people who need it can access it. And that's right. Actually just what we're talking about. You did all this work to make a product or make a book or whatever it is. And now's the time when people can access it in order to get at whatever it was you were trying to share from the first place.
Right, right. And you know, we have ministry at heart for how we can help and serve others.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Let's tap into the who, what, and how.
Okay. So who is your audience? How, what does your audience want to achieve? And how can you help them? So let me give you an example of this in a title. So I'm like the healthy living lady. So here it is. The Dieter's Guide to Losing Weight. Who is the dieter? The how they're going to do it is the guide. And what are they going to do? Lose weight. So you have to define and know your audience. And especially with email marketing, you want to create an opt-in gift and you want to create a subscriber journey. So let's start with the subscriber journey. It's as if you are sitting down in your living room and I have so much knowledge and I just could pour it out. Right. And this person is telling me their struggles and what's going on. And I can just tell them this and this and this. And so what we need to think of is how can we create a beautiful subscriber journey of serving our reader through each of our short, succinct emails. And in them, we can send them to our blog where instead of 250 words for our email, we're looking at 1,000 words that's in our blog or a podcast interview that we've had. Mm-hmm. So that's the concept of what you want to do.
Mm. That is just so beautiful. And it's so easy to just narrow it down to the who, the what, and the how. So you started to talk about opt-in gifts, gift titles, and URLs is next. So as we're thinking about, Susan, I am so grateful to you for what you've written, published, and to all. I mean, I have learned so much from other authors. I have written 14 books. I understand the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into every single one of them, right?
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that other people bothered, like you said, to sit in their basement in front of their computer and give us access to their minds, mm-hmm. to what God has taught them.
Yes.
And they put it in this way that we can consume it. Like in 2 hours, I can just sit with that author and learn pretty much everything they know about this one slice of life, you know? And when you are doing your opt-in gift, you're not giving away that whole book or whatever. You're actually looking to do what?
It's almost like a contract. It's like, I'm going to give you this if you give me your email. So the gift better be enticing because we are kind of leery about giving our email. So you want the gift to be good enough that they will give you your email. And people love quizzes, checklists, 10 tips to doing this. You could have a mini course. You could just have a guide. You could have an audio. There's just loads of different things that you could create for your opt-in gift. Yeah. And then what you want to do is after you've had your opt-in gift up on your website for a month, you want to check and see and make sure that at least one person for every 100 visitors on your website is downloading your gift. Okay, the rate is like 1 to 2. So you would want at least one. So if you go for 3 months and not one person has downloaded your gift, try another one.
Try a different gift.
Our gifts evolve and we end up having, more than one.
Yeah.
It's like I have glutenintolerancequiz.com. Okay. So, I've done is I'm on a podcast and I'm talking about gluten sensitivity and I'm able to say, and your listeners may want to find out if they have a gluten sensitivity. So to go to glutenintolerancequiz.com because I purchased a domain name called glutenintolerancequiz.com. Nice. So since I purchased that and, pay $20 a year or whatever it is for the domain name, it is so much easier for me to say that on a podcast or radio show than to say, go to my website, Susan U, that's the letter U, Neal, NEAL.com. /glutenintolerancequiz.
Right. Okay. So there's a couple things I want to just pull out here because it's such good stuff. First of all, thanks for that way to actually judge whether it's working. 1 out of 100 should be downloading at least 1 out of 100. And if it's not that percentage, then you need to look at maybe trying something else, tweak your invite or tweak the gift itself. But what I really loved about what you just demonstrated was you're on this interview, you are sharing with the interviewer the answers to the questions that they're asking you, but then you have this moment where you say to the audience, I would so love to get to know you better and help you personally identify what's your situation right now. It's your gift is so ideal because it takes the conversation further with people you've never even had a chance to say hi to in person yet.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That's great. And you emphasized all the yous, which was excellent.
Well, and it is so important that they, like you said, it has to be a gift that they're going to be willing to trade their privacy for.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if they can trust you if you're going to sell their, I mean, how many times have I thought when I went to do it, I hope they don't sell this.
Oh, I know.
I hope they don't sell this. You know, so if you and I think that way, of course people are going to think that way about our stuff, right? Because they don't really know you yet. They can't trust you yet fully. All right. So now
they will learn to trust you through your email journey with them.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to next. And, you know, so now somehow they've heard about your book or they've heard about your life or your ministry or something, and they've come to your website. They're like, oh, I really need this right now. That is exactly what I was dreaming of. If I could have dreamt of something today, that was it. And so they give you their name and their email. And now what happens?
And so you begin with a welcome sequence, which is 2 to 3 emails over a week. And you always want to give them lots of freebies. So you got to think of, okay, I can do a healthy morning checklist, or I could do an exercise routine. You know, I'm always thinking the healthy living kind of stuff of what I can give them.
Right.
Or let's say I just do a video and I'm giving them these excellent tips. So you want to do a 5-to-1 ratio of 5 freebies for 1 offer. Okay. Cause you don't want to bombard them.
Go back and just find what an offer is then for everybody. So we get that.
An
clear.
Offer would be like, okay, so, if you have a gluten sensitivity, here's my book, Solving the Gluten Puzzle, or, I have a course, 7 steps to reclaim your health and optimal weight. So, you know, or you might have an affiliate link. So whatever, you know, you may have, because at some point with your email list, you want to monetize it. You want to make money because
you kind of have to, or you can't keep going.
Right. We have to support our ministry and these are ministries.
Right.
So, first you start with the welcome email sequence, and then every 7 to 10 days, you send them a new email and you want to include freebies. And I like to include like a video of how I lost my health with 10 medical diagnoses and surgeries. Mm-hmm. And I go into that so that they can identify with who I am and what happened to me and how I can help them.
Yeah.
And so I take them on this journey, but I'm giving them value. I'm giving them tips. I'm giving them relevant information along with a few offers of my products, because during the subscriber journey, they will learn to trust me. And if they trust me and I'm benefiting them, they're going to be purchasing my book. They're going to be purchasing my course. They're going to be listening to the podcasts I'm on, etc.
Right. So what do you always or mostly give them freebies that you've created yourself? Do you sometimes share freebies that others provide? What's your ratio there?
I've always done my own. I've always had to look at different things, and I've done videos as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, And I send them to my blog, and I send them to a relevant podcast that I've been on that's specific for the topic that is in that email. Mm-hmm. And you can do either a newsletter or you can do an email automation. I've done an email automation where I've done it once, and then whoever signs up for my list gets these automatic emails for a year.
Wow.
Thereafter, if I'm on a summit or, you know, something else, then I'll go ahead and email them. Or if something relevant comes up in my life, I'll email them. But they've gotten to know me after a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to write a newsletter, oh, and the email automation must be evergreen content.
So, right. Otherwise, a year from now, you can't be knowing. You can't be talking about Valentine's Day if they registered in November.
Versus a newsletter, let's say you send them a bi-monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. Well, that newsletter can be about the spring, current. Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, or the current events that are going on. Right. So, and
yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So after a year, then for your list, after a year, they get newsletters.
Right. That's how I've done it.
And in the first year, when they are still on the early welcome autoresponder series, do they also get the email newsletters that year?
Well, if I'm on a summit, I will tell them about it. Here's a free summit that I'm going to be on. So, or there might be something, let's say I have a brand new book that launches, then I'm going to say that's a broadcast email. So that's just a one-time email that I'm going to be sending out. And sure, that I could send that out as well, but that would be more infrequently.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Good stuff. Boy, loving this so much. So how do you get them to actually open the email?
Oh, that's so difficult. So I'm thinking about taking a copy editing class because, that's just really hard to do.
It is.
But I use a free tool that helps me. And this free tool is called aminstitute.com. And on there's a headline analyzer. I put my book titles in there, my blog titles in there, and the subject line titles, because it gives you a score based on the emotional value that somebody feels from that.
Nice.
So I use that technique, but you might want to also use, be a little mysterious, like this surprised me, or this is the top five things I want to share, or, you don't know exactly what it is, but it's kind of enticing or alluring. Mm-hmm. So again, you should have for your open rates, like if you don't have an email open rate that is industry standards, and I think we'll get into that in a little bit, then you want to tweak your subject line. Mm-hmm. That's what you tweak.
Right. So it's very much, again, like anything. And even like if you're writing a book, you would test that book title for a while with people and see which title is attracting the most attention, getting the most feedback, positive feedback. I don't know about you, Susan, but testing for me is like my bugaboo. I do not like testing. I don't have any patience for it. I actually have to hire that out because it's just not in my wheelhouse to do it. I have no patience.
Right. I'm not the best at copy editing. That's probably going to be my next class I take. But I do use that aminstitute.com, and that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my score up from 20 up to 70.
So. Wow. Yeah. And you can, I think one of the things that I've just been so amazed by is the testing, the power of the testing, because you think you have a great title. You think you have a great subject line. You think you have a great freebie title. And you find that if you just tweak it a little bit, it just does so much better. And it just takes a lot of, you have to be able to be patient and do tests, trial and errors, watch the statistics and do that. And like I say, for me, I just have to have somebody help me with that because I can't, I don't have the patience for it or the aptitude for it, but it does really help to do that. And until then, just do the best you can and even split test your email, give half of your email list this subject title and half of them this subject title. Just change only one thing at a time, though. That's the key. You can't change both the subject title and the freebie title and try to guess what's working because you won't be able to tell. But if you just change one thing at a time, you'll be able to track and actually make some headway with that. So let's come back now to open rates and what, first of all, what are you referring to there? Just define that for us and then give us some tips.
So that's the percentage of people on your email list who open your emails. So industry standard of a normal open email rate is 21.5%. So if you have over 25%, you're doing really well. If you have over 30%, that's excellent. If you have over 35%, that's outstanding. If you have under 20%, you want to tweak your subject line.
Okay, good, 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 good.
And then, all the different email marketing service providers provide you with open rates for every single one of your emails and also your opt-in gift.
Yeah. And the click-through rate is so important also to pay attention. It's one thing to get somebody to open it, and it's another thing to get them to take action on it. And so those are the two kind of, once you're into that email system, those are the two things that really are going to help you to see if it's working. And, you know, I really believe, and I know, Susan, that you do this for ministry as well. You're not doing it for a numbers game. It isn't a numbers game. But the reason we pay attention to numbers at all is because every soul does count as one soul. It is their souls. And I love, in the emergency realm of things, how many souls? That's how they say it. You know, we lost 18 souls. Or there were 250 souls on deck, like that. And I think of that with numbers. I think every number represents a soul, and not because they're a number, but because they actually are a human being created in God's image, put on planet Earth for His glory. And our heart is to get that message out to as many people as possible. I want to wing back around to where you started, because it's so important for us to recognize what God has called us particularly to do. I mostly work with Christian women speakers. You mostly work with writers, Christian writers, right? And those are very similar, and yet they're so very different. And if you and I got confused about who we were here to serve in that way, not that we can't serve everybody, but really you do need to focus down on what God has called you to do, in particular, who you're reaching out to. Would you give us just kind of some input on that?
Yes. And having that ideal reader in mind when you're writing your book, or when you are speaking at, you know, a women's event or wherever. And what I do is I like visualize that person that I'm talking to or that I'm writing to. Absolutely. And they're my friend, and I know them, and I know their struggles, and I can address them.
Right. So. Right. And I think I loved how you put it first. I'm going to just paraphrase it the Marnie way. It's like, and I've got good news for you. There's hope here. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay where you find yourself today. And I am here. God sent me here in this moment to help you, show you the next step. You know, of the journey, to at least explain to you some of the possibilities and let you choose what next step is for you. The confidence that God has called you to write this book or give this talk or do this project or start this ministry or whatever it is, the confidence there is what gives us the freedom to actually communicate directly to the heart of the people for who God had us write it or say it.
It's so true, because we've experienced it. You know, we've had our trials. I mean, that the Romans 8:28, that's what comes forth is through our issues, our problems, and now we want to help others as we have overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a quote that's coming to mind right now. The only time you should look down on anyone is when you're giving them a hand up. And I love that quote, because that's exactly what God has positioned you to do right now, with whatever it is that you're here for, trying to understand how to get this email marketing going. You know, you're here because you have a message, you have a product, you have a service, you have a ministry, whatever it is that others need, and you're just trying to figure out how to best get it to them. And my heart for you is to just recognize that God has positioned you to bring this into the world for His glory and His honor. And He wants to help you. He wants to equip you to reach exactly the right people, the people for whom He had you do all that work to begin with. So, Susan, as you're working with writers and with people who are in the development stage and they're looking forward to needing an email list somehow, where would you have them start? What would be like a starting point for them?
I just created a course on it. So
if
they go to christianpublishers.net, so that's christianpublishers with an S.net. And then over on the top right, they can look at joining my association. It's very inexpensive. And with that, you get 14 courses, and one of them is the email marketing course.
Woohoo! So you're going to go into what we covered today, plus probably a lot more depth in there.
Oh, yes, yes. I filmed for over 50 minutes. Yeah, 38 okay, PowerPoint slides.
Yeah, great. Yes. Yeah, there's so much great stuff over there. You guys want to totally go check that out over at christianpublishers.net. And then also, we do want to invite you to join us. I am the director of the speaking track at The Well, and we'll be doing a marketing pre-conference session on Thursday. And Susan, you're going to be there. Tell us what you're going to be sharing at The Well.
I'm going to be teaching email marketing.
Look at that.
Yes, I sure am.
So come with your questions. And want you to know that if you go to seeyouatthewell.net, this is coming up right now in April in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's one of my favorite, all-time favorite conferences to attend. Just so much great stuff there. And you can use the phrase Marnie50 to get $50 off your ticket when you're registering. So add that to the coupon section there. And we would love to meet you there. I love the name of it. We would love to see you at The Well. So thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for your life and for just your dedication to helping so many people get their messages out to the world. I love you and I love what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. And you as well. You serve so many.
Well, thank you. And you guys want to be sure to check out Susan's website, which is christianpublishers.net. And then also she's available to speak for your group at womenspeakers.com. So you can check that out over there. And we hope to see you at thewell.net. And thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye now.